for Moderna's planned vaccine factory in Africa. Moderna said last week it would build a plant in Africa to produce up to 500 million doses of vaccines a year, including its COVID-19 shot, as pressure grows on pharmaceutical companies to manufacture drugs in lower-income countries. Health experts have said Rwanda, Senegal, and South Africa could be candidates because they either have existing vaccine expertise in production or have expressed an interest in developing such an industry. As to the latest on the Pfizer-Moderna booster shots in the U.S., Sagar Magani has this report.
FDA's independent advisors will meet Thursday and Friday to discuss extra doses of the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines. It's the start of a multi-stage process that's meant to boost public confidence in the vaccines, but has instead led to disagreements among agencies. This time, the advisors are likely to face more complicated decisions, like whether a third Moderna shot should be just half the original dose, when to dispense the J&J booster. No final recommendation on either shots expected for at least another week, since the CDC gets the final sign-off. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Nigerian police and school officials say that gunmen seized three student priests from a Catholic seminary in Nigeria's northwest Kaduna state. The Reverend Joseph Hayab, chairman of the Kaduna State chapter of the Christian Association of Nigeria, said the assailants stormed the Christ the King Major Seminary late Monday night and opened fire at the cafeteria where five of the students were sitting after dinner. He said that the students were seized, but later the bandits released two and went away with three. Police spokesman said that security forces have been deployed to comb the nearby bushes and try to rescue the three seminarians. This is VOA News. Russia's foreign ministry says that Moscow has offered the U.S. to roll back mutual restrictions on diplomatic missions. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has this report.
The FDA's independent...
Russia has offered the U.S. to roll back several rounds of sanctions that have hampered diplomatic activity, but it's reaffirmed strong opposition to any U.S. military presence in the former Soviet Central Asian nations. Following the American exit from Afghanistan, the Russian proposal was made during the talks between Undersecretary of State Victoria Nuland and Russia's Sergei Ryabkov. However, little progress appears to have been made on normalizing the work of the diplomatic missions, which has been hampered by the successive sanctions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has reviewed a rare exhibition of weapons systems and vowed to build an invincible military as he accused the United States of not taking action to prove it has no hostile intent toward the North. He also said his military buildup doesn't target South Korea and there shouldn't be another war pitting Korean people against each other. The remarks appeared to be a continuation of North Korea's efforts to drive a wedge between Washington and Seoul. It has conducted recent missile tests as well as offered conditional talks to Seoul. State media gave Kim his speech at a defense development exhibition. A U.S.-based economist won the Nobel Prize in Economics on Monday for pioneering research that transformed widely held ideas about the labor force, showing how an increase in the minimum wage doesn't hinder hiring and immigrants don't lower pay for native-born workers. Two others shared the award for developing ways to study these types of societal issues. Canadian-born David Card of the University of California, Berkeley, was awarded half the prize for his research on how the minimum wage, immigration, and education affect the labor market.
When I answered the phone, there was someone calling with a very strong Swedish accent. So I was like, whoa. And I was just in shock. So I woke up Susan. It's like, you're not going to believe this. So it was just very exciting.
The U.S. Hurricane Center says Hurricane Pamela has formed in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of the Baja California-Mexico Peninsula. The storm system is expected to be close to major hurricane strength by Wednesday. Pamela currently has maximum sustained winds of about 130 kilometers per hour, making it a Category 1 storm on a scale of hurricane intensity. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.
Music and more.
Music and more.
Music and more.
VOA.
One. Yeah.